keep. The metal spires that once lorded over the city were blasted apart. Khan, pull a route from the Grav Bui back to Sikani. Get us the hell out of here, Jimenez said as he went back to his seat, walking too fast for anyone to think nothing was amiss.
Got a radar hit, Tarka said. But this can't be right. Must be some kind of jamming. Nothing's this big.
A track appeared on her holo screens, coming around the planet's dark side. Three more came after that. Then a flood of unidentified ships, each larger than any warship in wild space.
Khan!
Jimenez strapped himself in and slapped his metal palm against the armrest.
Something's coming through slip space right on top of us, the Khan officer said. I can't form a sheath to...
The star field above the Cabo vanished, replaced by the circular underside of a massive spacecraft. Jimenez stared at the behemoth, his jaw slack. His crew panicked, screaming orders at each other as their captain remained frozen in shock. Six energy beams burst from the massive ship and ripped the Cabo apart within seconds. Chapter 2 Salis closed her only piece of luggage and waited for a hiss of air as the case sealed itself shut. The case held little more than a few sets of clothes and essential toiletries, the sum total of everything she owned. She was used to getting by with little to nothing, but after 3 months traveling through slipspace, she could understand why her fellow travelers carried significantly more worldly goods with them. Attention, all passengers, came from a speaker in the ceiling. Please disembark at your nearest gangway. Mandatory customs and immigration screening is required by New Exeter authorities regardless of your final destination. Please have all your documents ready for inspection. Despite 3 months of recycled air, passable food, and a cabin slightly more robust than the steerage decks, she was hesitant to leave the High Sierra. She ran her fingertips along her forearm, feeling the slight mass of an implant near her elbow and the connecting line of neurowire running to another implant within her wrist. That the doctors on Geneva swore her augments were undetectable by anything less than a full bioscan should have put her mind at ease, but they weren't the ones about to come under scrutiny. Albion, like most civilized star nations, had strict laws against voluntary biological augmentation. The neurowires tacked on to the rest of her nervous system sent a shiver through her body and an ache for something missing, a phantom itch for a part of her body she'd never had, scratched at her mind. She'd have her gestalt soon, and then she would finally feel whole. Salis tapped out the address of a hotel onto the smart tag attached to her luggage and walked over to a floor-length mirror next to the cabin's door. With her hair in loose waves, a silk blouse that flowed from her shoulders to below her waist in the latest style from Toulouse, and pants that ended above her ankles, she was every bit the young, low-level executive, and not at all her true self. Why she had to travel under an alias and undercover was never fully explained to her, and she hadn't pressed for more answers. On Geneva, and especially in the houses, the apprentice does not question the master. Salis picked up a small briefcase next to the door and brushed her fingers against a sensor on the frame. The door slid open to a corridor full of passengers bustling toward a bright opening farther down the passageway. Natural sunlight stung her eyes for a moment. Albion's star was a bit more luminescent than Geneva's, something Salis knew she'd have to get used to during her long stay. She peered down both sides of the corridor, keeping an eye out for one person in particular, then stepped out of her cabin. After 3 months aboard the High Sierra, everyone but her seemed overly anxious to get the hell off the ship and onto Albion. That the transit had taken a week longer than advertised hadn't gone over well with the passengers in the more expensive staterooms, but such were the hazards of slipspace. The gravity tides between stars could stretch or compress the faster-than-light travel times, and the High Sierra had the misfortune of catching unfair winds after it weighed anchor from Utter. Uniformed ship's crew went flush against the